In the United States, new measures are underway to help avert a potential terrorist attack. Screeners at the nation's airports are being told to look more closely at carry-on items such as cameras and laptop computers. And the government has suspended two visa programs that could affect travel plans for hundreds of thousands of people. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Every week, more than 400 international flights, primarily from Mexico, South and Central America, touch down at the George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. Like at other airports across the country, if any passenger who would normally need a visa to the United States was in transit to another country, they could make use of a program which waived the visa requirement. But all that changed last weekend, says Asa Hutchinson, the undersecretary for the Department of Homeland Security.
We had very specific and credible intelligence information that this particular program was a vulnerability that Al-Qaeda and the terrorist organizations were willing to exploit.
Hutchinson says the threat of terrorism forced the government to suspend the Transit Without Visa program and another sub-program called the International to International Plan for 60 days. Both allowed more than 500,000 foreign transit passengers every year to either wait in secure lounges or board ongoing domestic flights without a visa. But Hutchinson says the programs were ripe for terrorists to gain access to aircraft within or going to the United States. Now foreign travelers from all but 27, mostly Western countries, will need a visa to pass through the U.S. At Houston's airport, Mario Moreno of Mexico says it's not always easy to get a visa.
I know some people that go to the embassy and make all the document, and the embassy says no.
The Department of Homeland Security had the transit visa programs under the microscope for some time. But the decision to suspend them was sudden, with only a few hours' notice to the airlines and passengers. Some temporary exemptions were made for travelers already in the U.S. But the program suspensions could have long-term effects, because many passengers could look beyond U.S. airlines for their travel plans. It could be cheaper and easier now for a traveler to fly directly from, say, Brazil to England without going through a hub such as Miami or Houston. Luis Perez is the deputy director of aviation at the Houston International Airport. He says the suspension will affect the airport's current expansion plans.
We take transit passengers in consideration when we expand our facilities, which means that we're going to have to reforecast our numbers and see where we are now.
And the additional cost to passengers and the airline industry don't necessarily mean more security, says Michael E. Levine, a law professor at Yale.
I don't understand why suspending the Transit Without Visa program improves things. They were supposed to have been screened in foreign countries before they get to the United States.
Better pre-screening at foreign airports is just one of the many security loopholes the Department of Homeland Security hopes to close during the 60-day suspension of the transit visa programs. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.